Welcome to Season 6 of the Excel Still More podcast. I am your host, Chris Emerson, and I am here to encourage you in your walk with the Lord, and I'm glad you've joined. Our program continues to be sponsored by Cunningham Financial Group. John is a good friend, and he's helped me and my family in everything from stock and mutual fund investing to annuities, life insurance, and retirement planning. I certainly commend him to you. If you have needs in any of those areas, you can reach him at 205-326-7364. Thank you again for your ongoing encouragement and support. Let's get started. Hey, how's your day going? I hope that it is well and that you have clearly seen already the ways that God wants to not only bless you, but utilize you in his work. And if you are beginning the morning by listening, thank you for that. I hope I can share some things to challenge you and encourage you and get you to look for opportunities to engage in something today openly and visible to others that demonstrates what the cross of Christ means to you. So here's a little setup on my side of things. It is currently Friday at 3:45 p.m. I'm up here in my little cubbyhole at the church building recording. That's just 3 days before the episode launches, which is actually kind of unusual for me. I'll hit some creative stretches where I can record two or three in a week and be well ahead, or usually by Monday or Tuesday, something's just begging to be recorded. But honestly, this week it was just a little tougher. So this morning I was getting ready to come to the office and I thought, you know, I'm sure I can find an old sermon or something with some things that can help and maybe I'll just do that. But instead, I think I made a better decision and that was to head to Tyler, that's the city nearest us, to do some visiting. Just a brief side note, the best way to get out of any kind of a mental funk or lockdown is to just go be with good people. Just find some people you can talk to, encourage, help, listen to. And before you know it, it becomes quite obvious that God is at work. God is usually at work in the work, and more often than not, the work is people. So in that vein, I put my writer's block, or whatever the podcast equivalent is, to the side, and I went to visit for a little while with the guys at the Triumph Village. Now, I'm sure I've told you a lot about that place, so I'll keep it brief, but there's a facility in Tyler that houses about 36 men at a time. It's a 10-month program. It's for those trying to recover from alcohol and other substance abuse addictions. Several years ago, they let us start visiting and some of our men start teaching, and it led to several conversions, including a very key conversion of a man named James Stoner. James had been through the program himself, and he stuck around as a full-time worker to take new entrants into the program through the Sermon on the Mount and really help them during the entire 10-month process of recovery. After James obeyed the gospel, the gates just busted open. So many men have turned their lives over to the Lord. There have been an incredible number of baptisms. And so it's always a joy for me to see them at worship, but see a greater number of them on site. So I just hung out and had some good conversations, and then James Stoner came over to me, who, by the way, is my brother-in-law now. I think I've told you that before. My wife's sister married him this year, and that's going really great. Anyway, long story long, he comes up to me and he says, "Chris, have you seen the movie Do You Believe?" I told him that I had not. I looked it up just a little while ago. It was a religious movie made in 2015, and he says, "Earlier this week, Abby and I watched it, and it was so great." He said, early in the movie, there's this guy carrying a full-size cross down the road, and another man stops his car, and he ends up teaching him about Jesus. And I was like, oh yeah, that's cool. I've seen some people do that before. And James says to me, "Chris, I started praying about that right away. I think that's something that I need to do. I would love to be holding up the cross of Christ or carrying it for everyone to see." To which I kind of responded shortly with something about his heart and how cool that might be one day if he was given an opportunity. And he comes back and says, "Well, check this out. A couple of days later, I'm leaving work, and there is a guy standing on the side of the road with a 7-foot wooden cross that he's just holding in place. On the front of the cross is written 3 words, the only way." He says to me, "Chris, I had to stop my car. I pulled into a gas station nearby and I walked over to this man and we had about a 45-minute conversation about his faith and life and my life and Christ and the saving power of the cross, and it was just amazing." He said, right there at the end, the guy looked at me and it's like he knew what I wanted him to ask me. The guy says, "James, would you like to hold this cross for a little while?" And James was like, "Yes." And so he takes possession of holding this thing in place. And as a light turns green and cars are traveling one way, you turn the cross so that the words face them. And then later when the light changes, you turn the other way to catch the other cars. And he just starts doing it. He says the guy says he needs a break, and he walks off to his car in some parking lot somewhere and waits quite a while, and then eventually comes back. And James says, Chris, that felt like the right thing to do. He said, it was interesting. There were people who waved at me. There were people who just pointed at me, and there were some who were shaking their head. But he said, I prayed about it, and an opportunity came, and I would like to do that more in the future. So after that, we kind of wrapped it up, and I got in the truck and drove into Tyler and had a visitation at the hospital there, and then worked my way back out here to the office. But I was thinking about that event for pretty much the rest of the day. And there were three particular questions that I asked myself that I would like to present to you. So I will word them in that your direction type way, but I assure you it started by asking myself. And the first question was this: what do you think about this? What do you think about a guy, even in a movie, carrying a cross down the road? What do you think about a guy on the side of the road just holding a cross for people to see? And what do you think about James taking time out of his evening for however long so that he could be a part of it? I guess I'm just wondering, how does something like that hit you, and what is your attitude about it? I have to say, my attitude about it was better than it has been in years past. There have been plenty of times when I've seen people doing something like that, and I've been cynical or maybe even judgmental or in some way tried to demean it. I can remember going all the way back to teen or preteen years when my family and I on Sunday would head to Humble, Texas for church, about a 30-minute drive down Highway 59 north of Houston, and quite regularly there was a guy walking down the road with the cross over his shoulder working his way down the highway. And I remember what I thought about that guy. I thought, first of all, there's a wheel on the back of that cross, so he's not even really carrying it. The guy's basically fake. Some days I thought, it's 9 a.m. He's supposed to be at Bible class. Like, is that guy going to church? Because if he isn't, then nothing he's doing is going to matter anyway. You know, as if I was the know-all be-all of Christian conduct and could tell you who's in and who's out. I mean, that guy may have done that all morning and had services in the afternoon. I mean, look, in Acts chapter 20, they partook of the Lord's Supper late at night, so I don't know. But of course, I was a teenager, so I knew everything about everything. Well, I'd like to tell you that I kind of abandoned that attitude by the time I turned 20 or something, but I don't think that I did. I really feel like it's in the last 5 to 10 years that I would look at someone holding on the side of the road a cross and say, what a wonderful thing to do. What a sacrificial thing to do. Drawing attention to the single most important thing in the history of ever. In truth, guys like James have been a massive impact on my life, and I'm super thankful for them. And I hope you have people like that in your life as well. But let me say this, since I've turned the attention towards you. If you heard that story and you were like, I don't know, I don't think that would be useful, or it's showy, or it's not really going to accomplish anything, or there are a whole bunch of better ways you can go about being evangelistic, can I just ask you a little follow-up question? That general negativity towards people demonstrating outwardly their faith, is that about them or is that more about you? Look, I'm sorry, that may have been a little bit too direct. This isn't a psychiatrist visit. But as I got older, I learned words like deflection, where you don't want to take on weaknesses that are in yourself or have to answer for them. And so the better thing to do is just demean someone else's effort, which will explain quite obviously why you wouldn't partake in them. I can definitely tell you as a teen that my attitude about the guy with the cross and the wheel was a whole lot more about me and what I thought proper Christian behavior was than that guy and what he was attempting to do and to whom he was attempting to draw attention. So let me be clear, I'm not advocating that we all carry cross sections of wood or stand there holding them at a red light. I'm just asking you if because you don't do it, because people you know don't do it, if that's behind instantly being negative about it, maybe there needs to be some self-reflection to make sure that this isn't about deflecting from our own shortcomings. So that question, what did I think about all of that, took me a little while today. Not a whole long time, because I have changed quite a bit in the last handful of years, but I did some thinking going way back into the past and really praise God for the way he's always at work in my life. Okay, second question, a little more practical. Would you ever do anything like that? I mean, just to simplify it, take James, for instance. Maybe you're not the guy that makes the cross and stands out there at a certain time every day, but you're just James headed home from work and you see it and you've been thinking about it. Would you just pull your car over and go talk to the guy about the Lord for a while and stand there and hold that cross and let people see and react to it? Now, again, if the answer is no, it may have to do with a negative disposition about it. You say, well, that's being showy. It's more about drawing attention to yourself. It's not actually as powerful as opening the gospel. And there may be some truth to that, but I'll tell you, it's not true of James Stoner. And a lot of people that I know who are willing to maybe wear shirts that have the name Jesus on them, or in some way outwardly and visually try to draw people's attention to Christ. I know there's the occasional hypocrite anywhere, but in my experience, people are being vocal or visual about their faith because that's how much their faith means to them, and they are genuinely willing to show it. And so my question is, are you? Now, again, this is more conceptual, so let me come back and say this. I'm not saying that we should all stop and hold that cross at the intersection. I have not done that yet in my life, and if I saw it on the way home today, I cannot say for sure what I would do. But I have been thinking about reasons why I might not do that. We've already kind of covered one of the reasons, which is just a cynical, negative disposition, but another one is, who's got an hour and a half or 2 hours for that? I'm sure James had somewhere to go. He said he talked to the guy for 45 minutes, and then the guy went off to his car for a while he held that cross. Am I even the kind of person who sees an opportunity? Let's say it's not holding a cross on the side of the road. That may be genuinely too far out of your comfort zone or even conscience zone. But what about any other number of things? What about a serviceful thing like stopping to help a stranger whose car is broken down? Or being at college and seeing somebody there with their Bible open and stopping to talk to them about your Christian faith, basically holding that cross just in different kinds of ways. I wonder sometimes if we're not just so oriented towards what we're doing and we're so busy and there's just no time, that which should be first, that which we should take up in the morning and find ways to display, well, it just gets overlooked or put back down, or maybe not even taken up to begin with. So as I record that for you, I just made a decision. I'm going to be headed home around 5 o'clock, and if I see somebody holding, carrying, pulling any kind of a cross, I'm going to stop, and I'm going to do exactly what James did, and if they ask me to hold it, I'm going to say yes. But of course, the chances that that happens for me or that opportunity is in front of you today is nearly none, but you should still be asking the question, am I willing to be vocal about this? Am I willing to be seen? I thought about James telling me how some waved and some pointed and some were shaking their heads. Could you do that at your local town or job or school or ballpark where it wasn't strangers driving by? It was people who would recognize you. And there you are just holding a cross or at a festival somewhere handing out Bibles. Or at your local Walmart, handing out cards inviting people to church. Could you really do that? Some would love it. Some would say, wow, it's so great. We need more people who are outspoken about their faith. Some would just point and go, that's weird. And some would shake their heads. Some would be offended. Is that a situation you're willing to be in? And again, I know I've worded this towards you, but keep in mind, this is Chris's inner narrative working throughout the entirety of this afternoon. And I'm just kind of inviting you to be a part of it with me. The truth is, before talking to James, there's about a 0.1 chance that I would have done anything near what he did. And now, having heard him talk about it and what it meant to him and how he got to interact with that guy, my percentages are a lot higher. And I'm just really thankful for him and for that, and maybe those numbers can go up for you too. Now, the last question is the most important of all. What you would do with a literal cross-section of wood where people could see you holding it is one thing, but whether or not you and I are willing to take up the charge given directly by Jesus to us is something entirely different. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Are you holding that cross? This, of course, opens the door to a whole bunch of other questions. What is that cross that he is talking about? When Jesus said his people will deny themselves and take up the cross and follow him, what does that look like? I do not think it was physical suffering and death, at least not for everyone, but it was definitely 100% self-denial. It was saying, I am willing to do a thing because it glorifies Christ, not because of what it will mean for me. And not just a nice thing or a good thing, but a heavy and challenging thing. Probably in this text, he was talking about the humiliation and shame and finger pointing and head shaking when people looked at them standing up as Christians in a very non-Christian world. No, that doesn't have to be a t-shirt or walking around holding your Bible everywhere that you go, no more than pieces of wood. But it has to mean something, doesn't it? And this is what this whole process of questioning is about. If I have a negative opinion about James stopping to hold a cross or about my own willingness to ever do such a thing, there can be good reasons for that, probably. But is it because I'm just not willing to pay a cost? I'm just not willing to be out there in front of people standing up for the power of Jesus instead of people getting to do whatever they want to do. The cross is a weighty piece of matter that some stumble over because it most certainly gets in the way of whatever path you wanted to walk. And for those who are true disciples, they reach down and pick it up and they carry that weight in the name of Jesus, making him and drawing attention to him and his name more important than your own. I preach at a local Church of Christ where we very frequently talk about the name of Jesus, doing all things in his name. We talk a lot about authority. We often mean collective things like the work and the worship of local churches, which matters, and I'm all for studying. But the bigger question today is, what does living in the name of Jesus, by his authority and pronouncing his glory, what does that look like on a Tuesday? What does that look like when I'm in my car? Or when I'm at work, or when Jesus' presence and name and will is just generally unpopular to the people around me. I just needed that reminder today that I need to be holding the cross. That is, I need to deny me, take up his cause and his will and follow him, live like him, try to influence people like he did, try to honor the Father even in a world that doesn't care with the kind of commitment that Jesus had. That text is really sobering. Jesus goes on to say, look, you can keep your life here. You can make it about you. Don't step out. Don't be embarrassed. Don't give up anything, but you're just going to lose the entire thing in the end. Or I'll die for you. I'll give my life for you. My blood on the cross will sanctify you, but I require your life in return. I want you to use your life for me by losing your life into me and taking up my cross. It will be hard in a lot of ways, in the faces of society or maybe even your own family, but I will save that soul of yours and all who stand with you forever. So to wrap this up, I'm not asking you to carry a physical cross. I'm just asking you if you and I are willing to do something this week that connotes that same kind of prayerfulness and passion that James Stoner had. I haven't seen that movie yet, Do You Believe? But when I got back here to the office, I found the trailer for it and I watched that. I just wanted to get a picture of the guy carrying the cross in the movie. And here's what it showed. A guy at night pulling along a cross that's on his shoulder, and somehow a guy stops his car and has a conversation with him, and the man holding the cross looks at him and asks him this question, do you believe in the cross of Christ? And the guy in the car was a preacher. So he goes, well, I'm a pastor. To which the man responds, then the question is, what are you going to do about it? So I was pretty much ready to record this episode before I heard him say that. But after I heard him say that, I basically ran in here and hit record. Do you believe in the cross of Christ? You go, yeah, I'm a Christian. I go to church. I'm a preacher. I'm a Bible class teacher. I'm an elder's wife. Whatever you are in Christ, that's great. But the question is, in the sight of others where it's needed the most, what are you going to do about it? In some way today, with great intentionality, after heartfelt prayer, Let's try holding the cross. Thank you so much for listening in today. If you enjoyed this program, will you share it with someone you care about? One thing I've learned over the years is the best way for the program to grow is for friends to tell people how valuable it's been for them. Speaking of friends, let me once again commend you to give John Cunningham a call. He and his team have a wide variety of tools to help you use your present budget and life to build towards a more secure and hopeful financial future. Once again, you can reach him at 205-326-7364. And always remember, whatever you choose to do today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, excel still more.